Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach. Brother. The Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My. Let's make it do what it do. How you doing tonight? It's good to come before you. I've been working hard on this technology, and I'm telling you, sometimes it kicks back on me, but I do see our special guest, which is our co-host, on here live with us. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm good, and I'm on time.
Well, I'm glad to have you on here, but I've been working hard. I've been working hard trying to get this computer to bring up this Facebook so we can be able to see each other. But you know how that goes. Sometimes there's a kickback, always a kickback on something. So we're just going to do the best we can again, but we're going to get it right before long. I'm not going to give up because that's what it's all about, because you like to be able to see on Facebook in the background, got that big, beautiful picture of you up there, so everybody is checking you out. So we're going to make it do what it do tonight, talking about mental health awareness. Great. It's just truly great that the thing we have in our community, the stigma of not using the opportunity to get the support we need. So we're going to talk about that tonight. We're going to just try to make it do what it do. We want you to be a part of this because Talking Real to You Prime Time, it is the talk show just talk about just plain old life issues. We focus on what's going on in the community block by block. So I look forward to bringing things to you, bringing guests like this who is part of our team already to share something about mental health. You know, we're still in that last part of this pandemic, so we want to make sure we come out of this pandemic ready and also go through whatever phase we're going through, making sure our mental health is in order. This is Mental Health Awareness Month, and hopefully at some point you wear green, just supporting the opportunity to see that we are aware of what's going on, and we want to make everything be perfect as well as we can do it. So we're really excited about that. So, see, God has blessed us one more time. You know, and I also see Scarlett has joined us as well. Thank you so much, Scarlett. But I'm going to make you live in a minute. I'm kind of working with a different device tonight in regards to the show I have on my iPad, what I normally have on my laptop. So I'm working with you. Just give me a minute, and I'm going to do that right now. Scarlett, I'm going to make you live as well so you can get a chance to say hello as well. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
You know, Scarlett, you know, sometimes I think when I talk about trying to get Lisa put us in there, where we be pretty much live. Just sometimes it just don't work out, but we're not going to give up. We're truly going to keep doing this, and we're going to make it do what it do and keep grinding at what we have to do in regards
to
making sure.
Well, I have to laugh
sure
at you too, because it happens
I'm
going to
fly to him.
To go live.
No, I'm coming to him. I'm coming to see him.
Hey, that looks like the only way we can get it done, right? Look, we are really struggling here. You know, but, you know, it's all about doing what's best and eventually being patient. See, when you're patient, you have a chance to be successful. That's why we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. They will distinctly ask you to share with us, you know, your location. And then just join, chat, talk, offer your information, whatever your expertise, with Lisa living along with Scarlett Black and myself, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. So we look forward to having an awesome show tonight. So we're just going to get ready to make this thing do what it do. We also want you to take an opportunity to go to the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Check us out also by email. You can email the show at WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22 at gmail.com. You can tweet the show. That's Talking Real to You at WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio at Lorenzo D. Smith 15 at Coach with _L_Smith and at the Smith Way Production. You have opportunity to communicate with us. Also on Instagram, we're going to give a shout-out to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated for partnering with WBSW Radio, the Internet Station. That's Zeta Phi Sigma, Greenville, Alabama, which is the number 10 for this county. So we want to make sure we give them a shout-out. Also on President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. We want to give a shout-out to those co-hosts who join us from time to time. I mentioned two awesome persons, but see, I like to make it exciting. I don't want to just take the opportunity to just say something. But, you know, I already have a hand up. I have a hand up already, wants to be made live. So let me find out, team, exactly who is trying to join us right quick because, people are ready, all ready to go. So let me make them live. The caller with the last four digits of 0356, how you doing?
Doing well, Dr. Smith. None other than Michael Clemens, Pastor Clemens, down here in Butler County, McKenzie, Alabama.
My. Thank you. Let me tell you, team, this is one of my players back from the day at McKenzie High School. So it's been a long time. He's an awesome pastor over there in Evergreen, in that area right there.
Evergreen.
So, you know, for him to join us, I tell you, you know, this is awesome right here. And I want him to be an interactive part of it because, you know, sometimes when the fruits of your labor come back and share it with you, you should be excited because I'm real excited. So, team, this is Pastor Michael Clemens, one of my students as well as athletes down there from McKenzie, Alabama, at McKenzie High School. And we have Lisa Levine as well as Scarlett Black. So I wanted y'all to make sure y'all know that I made him live so he could give a shout-out and everybody can pat me on the back and say, Coach, that's what they used to call me, Coach. They still call me Coach up until I retired. Coach, you did a good job with somebody. But awesome. Thank you, Pastor Clemens, for joining us. Preaching. What is your hell of preach for? Tell me what that hell is so I can make sure I always give it a shout out.
Preacher man.
That's him.
Just so.
None other than Pastor Michael Clemens out of Evergreen, Alabama. Thank you so much, Pastor, for joining. But we still want you to continue to listen with the show. And then when you put your hands back up, we're going to make sure you can jump in and share your thoughts as well. All right, my brother?
Amen.
Okay. All right, team. You see how God be blessing us? I'm real excited because this is one of the fruits of our labor when we work hard. They come back in expenses the mid-80s. So he's prosperous in our spiritual aspect, and he's a pastor of an awesome church down in Evergreen, Alabama. All right, let's get to what exactly we're going to do here because we got a long show ahead of us, but we only have a short time to get there. I was given some information in regards to our team that join us from time to time. We want to give a shout-out to Dr. Olivia Smith. She sent some things to me. So she's probably going to get an opportunity, and she'll be listening in. She may not join us where she can be vocal, but she's listening in. That's Dr. Olivia E. Smith. Also, Miss Lauren D. Smith. I talked with her today because she had to kind of get some work done on her car. So she was talking with me and said, okay. And she called me Dad because that's my daughter. And said, Dad, can you get my Oh, I'm changing my car because I got to go to work. I'm not going to be able to get it done this afternoon. So I had a chance to talk with her today, and she said she'll be at work tonight, working that second job. You know, educators have to work a second job. And, Scarlett, you understand where I'm coming from, right? Yeah, so we have to work that second job. Also, a shout-out to Miss Tina Robertson. She's doing some awesome things over at Oakland, California. I'm excited because on Facebook this weekend, they was out beating the pavement, out in the community, providing opportunities in the community. She's going out. I call her the lady with the boots on the ground. She puts the boots on the ground and go out and do some things. And I see she had a full weekend. She was just doing what she had to do. And her team was out there on owning my own truth, behavior, health, you know, and working with individuals. So we want to give her a shout out. And when she joins us from time to time, thank you so much. The last thing I want to say by WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the border is Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. Without further ado, we want to get this show started tonight. Our title is Mental Health Awareness, Break the Stigma. See, we got to realize that title is enough. This is Mental Health Awareness Month, wearing green. Break the stigma. In our community, we have a stigma about addressing our mental health. But it is said for us to be successful. And I'm going to put out five most important well-being. And those well-beings includes physical, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financial. So we're going to talk about how all of them come together, but specifically about mental health awareness. Let us have some words. We're going to now, I said that those people was online, but I'm going to give them a raving introduction, and they know we're going to do it because that's what it's all about. So let me make it do what it do. This young lady hails from the great state of South Carolina, and we'll say with the brothers down in Greenville, Alabama, we have some cohorts in Greenville, South Carolina. Brothers are doing some awesome things, as well as the Zetas, but they're doing some awesome things. We don't have a problem giving everybody else that shout out that's making it do what it do. But this young lady, and I always tell her she's young at heart, and that's what it's all about. We had her as a guest on the show last week, and she has a book that will be coming out that will give you an opportunity, truly give you an opportunity, so you can just share your thoughts by reading the book, but just think about some things, especially our young people. We need to make sure we read this book that our co-hosts have available very soon. None other, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Sarah Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine, and yes, we're on book watch right now. It's in a day now. It'll be on sale and on the market. So thank you. Yeah, so glad to have our listening audience with us tonight, and I know we'll hear a lot. I'm going to listen, do a lot of listening tonight.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you, you know, and she's really worked hard. I just to be able to talk with her last 2 weeks ago, and just know it's going to be an awesome book. And I want to, once I get a chance to get a read, we're going to get a chance to read it, and I'm going to purchase some so they'll be available to give to you, each one of our listeners and watchers who I can put in their hands to get a chance to extend the reading and let the reading grow so we can have the right words to be successful. Now, we're going to make this thing happen, so we're talking about mental health awareness. And this young lady has really been grinding. A lot of times she'll text me, I can't get on the show because I'm just coming out another session. I'm coming out another session. So she's out beating what we call out in the field, this beating the pavement. to make things happen because people are calling her on a full-time basis. She had even mentioned before. She said got so many people calling and she had to adjust her clients, who she's dealing with. So what I want us to do without further ado, this young lady hails from the awesome state of Ohio. She, as far as you want to get in the state of Ohio, you will get a chance to be here at home with this Cleveland. And if right now, if you take another step over, you'll be in Canada. She had traveled all the way down to the southern tip of this continental center of the United States, where we're talking about South Florida. Without further ado, our special guest tonight is going to share some thoughts, Ms. Lisa Levine, a licensed social worker, but there's many other things she's going to share, part of everything else. But she's going to talk to us a little bit tonight, mental health awareness, break this. We truly, when I stop right there, because I'd be like, break the thought process that we have. Tell the stigma, the thought process that we have about mental health. Without further ado, we have none other than Lisa Levine. Lisa, let's make this thing make it do what it do, talking about mental health. We can start off with you just sharing some things about how important this money is for us to recognize this money.
I think I found something, and I got this off the internet, and I just kind of want to read what the definition is. So, because I think a lot of people have a misperception of what therapy is, but therapists, patient advocates, school counselors, school administrators, psychologists, we are not here to tell people what to do or change their minds or argue about values or life or politics. Instead, a licensed clinical social worker or other mental health or academic counselor works to help clients identify their values, understand how their social location affects their choices, and then support the client to make the best possible choices. In the context of therapy, a social worker, therapist, school administrators, we do different things. And one thing that stood out to me here was support a client, student, whomever that might be, to identify, understand, and correct problematic habits, automatic negative thoughts, and self-defeating ideas, and also helping a person to advocate for themselves. So when we're talking about stigmas, and when I read this, it really stuck out to me because it's something I try to explain to people. We're not here to fix you. You know, you can only fix you. I can only fix me. We have to work conjointly together, whatever that setting might be, and we need to come up with ideas on how to feel better. And there's something I always say, guys, I think you know, it's okay to not be okay. What's not okay is when you don't get that help. And I think I feel somebody asked, I've had several people ask me recently, what do I think is going on? And is this something new with all these issues that are going on, whether it's anxiety, depression, anger, the violence? These things were going on before COVID. Do I think COVID has exacerbated it? Absolutely. Sometimes I think people use it as an excuse for their behavior. Therapy is not a bad thing, everybody. It doesn't mean you're crazy. I know people use that term. Just might mean you've got some things going on. Some people use therapy. Some people use me to just bounce things off of. They vent to me. They need that support system. Some people we try to find coping mechanisms. We try to find ways to problem solve. And I think right now it's very critical. If you're not getting help or you don't have a support system, and I know there's a shortage of us, people are on huge wait lists, but know that it's okay to talk to somebody. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It's not something that gets fixed overnight either, and I think people have that misperception too. When you're in therapy, whatever kind of therapy that might be, EMDR, trauma therapy, cognitive behavioral, and I know my therapy, I do a variety of things. I'm a non-conventional therapist, and these things can work if you implement them, and I think that's where people are having a hard time. I think people are stuck. I think they're scared. I think people are ashamed and embarrassed to be able to say, hey, you know, I need some help here, or, hey, you know, I'm depressed and, you know, I'm afraid to get help. And I think what we're talking about, removing stigmas, it's very important, because there's a lot of things going on and there's a lot of people suffering with different things. And I think it's important to know it's okay if everybody gets anxious. I get anxious. You know, we all have things, and maybe this situation has exacerbated it for a lot of people. And being I'm in a lot of different schools, you know, I see it in the schools. I see it with my clients. I see it with friends. I see it with people around me, and it's okay. It's okay if you have something. What's not okay is when we at least don't try to take care of it. And I know a lot of people think it's stupid. Oh, I went twice. It didn't help. You got to give it a chance, everybody. And if you can't find a therapist that's open right now, make sure you have a support system. There's other ways of having somebody to talk to or bounce things off of, and just make sure it's a safe person. And I kind of feel like we're all stuck right now, right? Do you guys think like a lot of people are stuck?
Yes.
They don't know what to do. They're stuck. And I've been working. I looked back on my schedule, and I can't believe how many hours a day that I've worked. I even, like, some weekends I had 12 clients on a weekend, and this is during, like, the pandemic. And, you know, it's just, you know, because I know that there's a shortage, and I don't like to say no, but I know sometimes we do have to say no, but it's difficult when you have people on the phone begging for help, or they're crying, or people have lost their jobs, they've lost their homes, divorce is on the rise. There is something that I found very odd. I can't find suicide rates. I know the suicide rates have gone up, but they said it went down 3% since 2019, and I find that very hard to believe. I know substance abuse is on the rise. People, I think, don't see a way out, and they get in a dark space. And I think a lot of suicides have been undocumented. I think a lot of overdoses have been undocumented. I think people don't know what to do, and they self-medicate. What's an easy way to self-medicate? With alcohol and drugs. I think people have picked up some unhealthy patterns here. And I think some of it, they just, like I said, they're ashamed to say something's wrong. Hey, you lost your job. You maybe lost your whole business. Of course you would feel depressed. That's a normal reaction. And I think people need to understand it's okay to cry. It's okay to get angry. It's okay to be anxious. It's okay to be frustrated. Whatever it is you are feeling, it's okay. You got to talk about it, work through it, and find ways to feel better. Never be ashamed, especially in males. Like, I find it's very difficult for men, boys, to be expressive because there's a huge stigma surrounding, you know, boys getting help or men getting help. That's very shameful, and I think it's even more difficult right now. A lot of men lost their businesses. You know, you're married, you have a family, you lose your business. Then what? You feel your self-esteem is low. You feel worthless. There's so many different things going on, but there are solutions to it. Maybe not right away, but we can find ways to cope and get people feeling better. So I'm seeing so many different things going on around me. And it's a lot going on. And I think breaking the stigma and that's something that they're working on. I don't know if you guys follow football, but the owner of the Colts started a program and it's called Break the Stigma. You can look it up. But it's trying to break the stigma and I think the NFL and bringing mental health out into athletes and into male athletes. And I think we need to do that with everybody, you know, including, you know, men, women, children. Even for parents, I think it becomes shameful. Oh, my kid acted out in school. My kid was hitting. Well, if your kid was hitting or misbehaving, that there's a reason behind it. You know, kids don't just act up. People don't just act up. It's a way of expressing because they don't know how to express. And I think that's why we've seen a rise in violence. We've seen, you know, more thefts. We've seen more families fall apart. We see families not talking anymore. There's a lot of things going on. And we got to go, what do you always say, Dr. Lowe? Piece brick by brick, you know, piece one thing at a time. But step one is admitting block by block. And I think step one, hey, I have a problem, you know, admitting. Like, and I know that's difficult for people to come out and admit that something isn't right. And sometimes, too, everyone, genetics sometimes play a role in things. You know, sometimes things are hereditary or we're exposed to things and a trauma happens and boom. Then the mood goes and the anxiety flies. And, you know, I think a lot of people right now are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. I think the majority of people, I think this was very traumatic. Some people, you know, still don't want to leave the house. They're scared, not knowing what to expect. And a huge thing that I feel constantly being asked to change. You know, we are constantly being asked to change and then to adjust to those changes. And how much can our bodies take or our brains take in at one time, right? Remember when everything was going on and it was like, okay, today it's this, now it's that. Today, you know, it's constant changes. And I think people in general, I mean, I know I do, I don't always adjust well to a change. But it's part of life, and I think this has been a lot, and we've never experienced something like this before. And I think now we're trying to get back to some type of normalcy, whatever normalcy means. You know, I don't even know what that means really at this point, but we're trying to get back to something, getting families in order, kids in order, getting kids caught up. I mean, I can't tell you how many kids are probably going to summer school. Because they're so far behind. And I think one of the other issues is we are divided. We are not working together. And I'm very, one thing I am very big on, I think you both know me, teamwork, working together and community and unity, you know, trying to figure out how to correct things and make it better. And this isn't an easy fix. You know, like you were saying, yeah, I start work sometimes at 7:30, 8 a.m. I'm not done till 8 or 9 p.m. That's a very long day. And in between now I'm teaching, which I'm grateful, but that's a long day. But you know, like I said, it's hard to say no. Some people don't even have insurance now. Some insurances are cutting off. That's another issue in itself. Well, you can only have 15 sessions, you know, and that's not right either. You know, I felt that mental health should have been covered by therapy, insurance companies for therapy, all through this whole situation. Some people weren't working, couldn't afford copays, couldn't afford, you know, certain things. And I think that's created a lot of problems too. So I think this is kind of where we're at now. I think it's just a lot of different things going on, and people just really need to recognize it's okay to talk to somebody. Put yourself on a waiting list if you need to. Put your kids on a waiting list. Whatever it is you need to do to help yourself feel better. And I'll say something else. Medication, if you need to take something, you know, even something holistic, and I'm not, you know, you have to talk to a doctor, but if that's something that's going to help, you know, balance, level your mood out, or, you know, bring your anxiety down, and you need to do something temporary, it's okay to see a psychiatrist. I know they're on wait list down here for 2 or 3 months, because I'm trying to get a couple people in. Yeah, 2 or 3 months. It's just really, like I said, there's a shortage. There's also a 78% burnout rate amongst mental health professionals right now. 44% has left the field. Teachers, I didn't see what the burnout rate was, but I saw a stat, 55% of school teachers, school administrators has left the education field. We're losing good people. And I think it is because of burnout or stress, or there's not enough of us and we're taking on more than what we actually can handle sometimes. And I include teachers in this because I always advocate for teachers. They don't have it easy either. Teachers have also become therapists. They're trying to manage a classroom. They're trying to teach, and then they're trying to keep themselves together. It's a lot of pressures and stress. And I always say to, you know, please try to be easy. You don't know what somebody has going on in their life. You don't know what somebody's bringing in a room. You don't know if something's wrong with them. And that's another issue too. You know, we don't know always why people are acting the way that they're acting. They might not be feeling good. They might be anxious. They might not even be able to talk, or maybe their mood is so bad that they're sad and they don't feel like talking or feel like being around people. So I think I kind of hit on what I'm seeing in different aspects. But yeah, we need to change something. To be changed, and like I said, please never feel ashamed. You can always reach out if you have questions or if I can connect. You know, I do know people in Ohio if somebody needs, or, you know, we can always help people find help. 211 is a good number to call. It's free. You just dial 211. You tell them where you live. They can guide you into who to contact. If you have insurance, contact your insurance companies. You can also get what they call EAP benefits, where the work will pay, I think, three to five sessions. So that helps too. Sometimes people that are on budgets. But you know what, guys? If you have to miss a dinner to pay for a therapy session or a psychiatric session or miss out on doing something, it's well worth it. Put that money in where it needs to be. And those are just some thoughts and suggestions that I have. I don't know if either one of you have anything you want to jump in and say.
And it's awesome to hear you say some of the things, but we want, as callers to call in and be a part of the show, the number is 347-857-4192. press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. If you want to give your name, that's great. But when you join us and chat, you'll be chatting with Lisa Levine, our special guest tonight, also one of our co-hosts, Scarlett H. Black, as well as one of our co-hosts, and Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith as the host. And we just want to address exactly what this money is all about and what every day is all about. This show is all about block by block. As she talked about some of the things that are going on, it is sometimes easier to focus on some of the big things and not focus on the small thing. This show is all about block by block. We're going to focus on the little things that we take for granted. Breaking the stigma has always been in certain communities that you don't want to truly address the mental illness in your community or even sometime in your home. We have to take time to say that we just can't do it by ourselves. Myself personally, I didn't feel like I could do it by myself. So I required and addressed the issues that I feel like I have through counseling twice a month. So ain't no shame in your game. No matter what and who you think you are, we all run into things that require us to get support from somewhere. Sometimes it don't come from your family. Sometimes it don't come from your friends. Sometimes it can't come from your church. Sometimes it just can't come from some people that you think you know can help you. You have to step out and find somebody who don't have any skin in the game. Matter of fact, I had a conversation with my counselor, and I was talking about she's not having a skin in the game, so she can share things with us. We got to break the stigma that we cannot talk about our issues. And it's easy to blame someone else for whatever issue we have going on. It's easy.
Yes.
It's easy to play the blame
game. Exactly.
So, you know, and one thing about when we start blaming other people, we're not taking responsibility for our own actions. And that's what it's all about. And that's pretty much what I would talk about when I'd be talking about building boys to be better fathers. You know, we can't build them until we teach them to take responsibility for that action. If we asking our boys to be better fathers or better men, take responsibility. Everybody take responsibility. Quit blaming other people for where you are. Because wherever you are is because, yes, they could have a hand in it. You have more hand in it. So work on the stigma that you have. And it may not just be mental health, but it's all about your well-being. And Lisa's sharing that with you in regards. But we do want you to call in. We want you to comment on Facebook. There are several people on Facebook that I need to make sure I give them a shout-out. And I'm gonna repeat the call-in number so people can call in again. That's 347-57-4192. Once you call in and pop up on the board, press 1. I'll make sure, you know, I get you on the line. But I want to give a shout, and I hope she asked for the call-in number, and that's Dr. O. I see her on the line. So what I want to do is I want to make her live, and if she want to jump in right now and share some thoughts, at least say that she's here and she's checking it out, because I know she is on Facebook. So she's live now. Dr. O, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Dr.
How are you all?
Hello.
How are you?
We're awesome.
I'm well.
Awesome.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Somehow my computer just went out, so I'm going on to the telephone.
Okay.
And I'm sorry.
Okay.
I haven't heard all of the show, but I'm really interested in where you all are at this point and what's going on.
We're focusing on being this Mental Health Awareness Month. Our licensed social worker is here, as I know you are as well, Lisa Levine, which is our co-host as well. And she's just talking about some things she's encountering at this time, even on her job, because she shared with me, and, you know, I'm working from 7 in the morning, 7:30 to 9, 10 at night sometimes. I'm so filled with patients or clients that I don't have time. Sometimes instead of just working during the week, she's working on the weekend. So we're talking about break the, you know, in our community where we're not able to talk about issues, talk about mental health, or mental illness because we're afraid that we don't want anybody to know. So let's break the stigma that we have. This money is allowing us to find as much information out as possible. We was at that point. She was sharing some things she's encountered in our community. But, Dr. O, I know that's your field as well. And if you want to jump in right there and at this point and share some thoughts, it would be good to be able to hear some things from your professional perspective.
Well, I think, gosh, what can I say? We're at a pivotal point in history, especially when it comes to mental health issues and other issues. What can I say? How can I classify those issues that we're dealing with in terms of mass shootings and horrific gun violence? I just think that we're at a pivotal point in history.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to circle on something. I'm going to interrupt you a second that Dr. Loeb just said about blaming. And I hear, well, my sister said, and this one said, and I always say to people, that's one person's opinion. You know, that's one person's thought or opinion. But when you continue to blame people, like, here's a good example. A lot of people blame certain political leaders. And, you know, I always say they're not in office. It doesn't matter. We're present here right now. You know, we all have to take responsibility for our actions. And just because you're angry about certain things doesn't give you the right to take it out on other people. And, you know, I'm also seeing a lot of that. And I'll be honest with all of you, when I see a New York number come up, I'm not even calling back because all I've got, I'm sorry, and it's not just me because I've talked to other people, the belligerency. And, you know, I think to myself, okay, I don't know what you went through being locked down. I really don't. I live in an open state. However, you chose to move here. You chose to relocate. It doesn't give you the right to abuse school staff, people like me, service workers. And they're putting up billboards down here asking these people to leave because of the attitudes. And you don't have the right to blame or take things out on other people. I believe God gives us all a space. And we choose what we choose to do in that space. And we choose how we're going to, you know, I always say that whole thoughts lead to feelings, lead to behavior. But, you know, when you said that, it's true. It's real easy to blame someone for what's going on. And I'm also very happy, Dr. Loeb, that you shared about going to therapy because I think with Black males, there is a huge stigma behind getting help. And so thank you for sharing that because I think need to know, like as a Black male, that it's not taboo. It's not shameful. It's, you know, and I get it. It's part of the culture and a lot of different, you know, groups. And we need to remove that. We need to remove that and let people know. I mean, I've talked to people before myself. You're supposed to. They tell us that in college. Make sure you talk to a therapist or talk to somebody because we're taking in so much negativity and problems and, you know, I think we're all trying here. But, yeah, you got to stop the blame game. And it doesn't give you the right to pull a gun out because someone cut you off. Well, he cut me off, so I pulled a gun out. Like, that's not – and that's what's going on, you know, things like that.
This is exactly. – can I jump in for just a second? Because you all know I also have a background in counseling. I was a licensed professional counselor for 20 years before I went into administration. And – I can truly tell you that the main thing I want to just remind teachers and other professionals in the mental health profession and social workers, because it is very stressful. You got to find time for yourself, and Lisa, you'd be applauded for working all those hours. But I do get concerned, and I've said this before, you know, find time to take a breath and breathe and relax. You're not going to fix, and we can't fix people, but you can't. You won't be able to counsel.
No, you're right.
And with the whole world, you know, we got to take responsibility for our well-being and our health also.
Yes.
So, you know, don't. My concern was always, you know, just getting tired and getting blown out, because you just take on all that negativity, and you do have to breathe and relax and find ways to do that. But in addition, all of us in this country who are experiencing things, because we saw what happened this past weekend in Buffalo and then the other stuff in mass shooting in California, it's getting to be, it's an epidemic. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
And leaders who aren't leading, who aren't speaking out, you know, but we can get all backed up into women's rights and all those other things. But what about the rights of people to just be able to live, to go to the grocery store, go to the movies, go to church and worship God? You know, this isn't fair to everyone else who wants to just live their life and live it peacefully and live without fear, you know, and live without being a target. We know what the American stain is. But you do know that a lot of us and millions of us of culture and color, we feel this more a lot of being the other.
Yes.
And being the other is not, you know, you just don't feel good about always being referred to as the other.
Right.
So until our leaders get a handle on, because leaders, people that follow leaders, model the leader. If the leader is not right, the leader is corrupt, the leader has mental health issues or whatever case may be, guess what? People looking, you know, we people follow that. So we got to get a country of leaders who are really going to be about the American people and all, not only our physical health, our mental health, emotional health, and all those things that we hold dear, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's just my comment and take on it.
Awesome. And the thing about it, let me jump in again right here and always give that number, because I want to give a shout-out beside the number, those individuals joining us on Facebook as well as on Instagram. I try to get all of them up running, get it live. You know, our board is filled with people. We just hadn't had them to press the button yet, so they want to be live. But it's good to have each and every one. So let me take this opportunity. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. But I'll call out the last 4 digits of your cell, ask for your location, then you can chat with Lisa, Scarlett, Dr. O, and myself. It's good to have each and every one of them here tonight. But I want to give a shout-out to those people that are joining us on Facebook, as well as joining us on Instagram, on both of our accounts that we're working with. We have the host of the Minister Shannon Show, Queen Minister Lewis, joining us. Thanks. She also put some comments, and thank you so much. Then we have Dr. O joining us also on Facebook, and joining us live as well. We have B.J. Jefferson out of the great state of Tennessee, which is Memphis. Thank you for joining us. Anthony Stallworth, the vice president of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Then we also have a shout-out for Jacqueline Davidson down there from McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. She had a birthday last week. Happy belated birthday, but I think I was able to wish it on that when I saw it on Facebook and also on one of my shows. We have Marvel Martinez. Thank you for joining us and taking time to give us a shout out. Also, we have S. Duloy. Thank you so much. S. Duloy, thank you so much for joining us. Also, Aaron.Rev. another member of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, also our financial secretary. Thank you, Pastor. You said Rev. That's Pastor Christopher Aaron Bennett. Thank you so much. That's Brother Bennett. We have Miss Bush, EBS. We give a shout out to the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for so much for joining. Lisa underscore Zena underscore crypto underscore. So if you want to deal with cryptocurrency, you can get with Lisa underscore Zena underscore crypto underscore. Thank you. The Word of Greekdom. If you need any Greek letters, paraphernalia, parole, whatever, the World of Greekdom is joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of it. We give a shout out to Pastor Michael Clemens out of Evergreen, Alabama. He's joining us on Blog Talk Radio. I can, because I spoke with him, so I know his number. The many others are joining. See, it's good. I know we're down about 10 minutes to go, but what I wanted to make sure I give those individuals a shout out because they're taking time to be a part of this. To close it out, I want each one of you all, and I know Lisa was the one being the lead on that. I'm going to ask if there are any closing remarks because we're down to 8:20. See, I timed 21. Time go pretty fast when you're having fun. And I'm going to start off with Dr. O. I want you to jump in and share your closing remarks or your thoughts in regards to our topic of mental health, mental awareness, health awareness month. Let me get it right, mental health awareness month. And give a shout out to breaking the stigma. Start with Dr. O. Did I lose her? Dr. O?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
You have your...
I wanted to add quickly, I was in a workshop this past weekend, and one of the gentlemen spoke, and it was Brothers Let's Talk. They're out of Birmingham, Alabama, and they're talking about pulling African-American men together for conversations, for individual counseling groups. But it's brotherslesstalk.com.
Okay.
If you want to read someone.
Dr. O, can you send that to me?
I sure will.
Thank you.
I sure will because it, you know, they seem to have a strong relationship. Moving forward, they were at one point meeting in barbershop to have a connection when the barbershop was closed. And, you know, just discussing mental health in general, hurt and pain among African-American men. And I will definitely send that to you.
Please do, because, you know, I work a lot with that population now. So thank you.
Awesome. I tell you, that's awesome,
you're
Dr. Lowe.
You're quite welcome.
And we'll make sure we post it, and it's on the web page. On the web page in regards to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, you LinkedIn, YouTube. We want to make sure it's there so brothers and either sister can check with them because you never know. You might want to be for their brother, for their husband, for their son, for their nephew, their cousins. It's an outlet for us being able to stand up and say, okay, we're going to jump and go to Scarlett. You have any closing remarks?
I was just going to share right quick. In our chapter here in Greenville, what we started this past weekend, we have set up a mechanism inside of our chapter that will also reach out to those in the chapter and those families who are associated with the chapters or people that support us in our fundraising events or other things that we do, where they can call in and talk with people in our chapter who have a background like myself or like Lisa or like Dr. O or you know, who can call in and just be able to just vent sometimes. Sometimes you just want to be able to get something off your chest and that's bothering you and it's making you anxious. And so we got real good listeners. So we're starting that. And I would encourage all those in the divine name who are just ardent members of our participation each week on this this show and other shows that you do during the week to also consider doing something like that in their chapters, because we reach a lot of people. The Divine Man Greek-led organizations are doing a lot of work in our communities, and you'd be surprised at the influence that we have and that people trust us. And so use that trust and that influence in a way to even branch out even more in our outreach efforts to reach the community. But start right there with the members in your organization and keep moving forward. Because you drive Mercedes or whatever case may be, it doesn't mean that some of us are not hurting too.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And this is Dr. O again. I just wanted to say in this workshop, it was mental health and COVID-19. And it was sponsored by the Wellness Coalition in Montgomery, Alabama. And it was quite refreshing. We talked about mental health. We talked about African-American men, the impact of COVID on our mental health. And there was also a spiritual component. Well, one of the terms that they referred to was not hiding behind the mask. We all have hurt and pain, and we have to reach out to our strong friends, quote unquote, strong friends. And that's, I think, what you were also referring to, Ms. Black, our strong friends, because all of us want to present as strong, and we do not want people to know when we're hurting. And
That's right, Dr. O.
Mm-hmm. And as Ms. Levine said, you know, when we're working and it's past 9 to 5, that's to the point of saying we're in a predicament in this country. There's a greater need. And so I just encourage everyone. When I heard the term strong friends, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is so good. Because we all need to have that contact.
That's right.
Yes. That's awesome, Dr. O. Lisa, we're going to close it out with you and your last parting words.
Okay. Well, I think this is a good place to say what I'm about to say right now. I'm part of that 78% that's burnt out, and I felt that way. It's hard for me. I felt that way for a while, and I've had to make some decisions. I'm going to be taking a break starting June 9th. I'm going to be taking a hiatus from doing therapy. I'm going to go for a month. I'm going to continue with my athlete program. You guys know I work with athletes. And I'm going to see how it goes after a month. I'm very self-aware of it. I've become very transparent. My yoga program I have six teachers now. We're in many different schools. I've actually been staying longer, giving service. You know, I stay like maybe 30 minutes longer to give service back because I do see change, and I do see schools and kids, and we work together. This was a difficult decision, but I decided to, and I'll write about it, and I'm sure I'm going to get backlash, but if I'm no good, you know, then I'm no good to you. And I've been sitting on this and praying on it and meditating on it, and I need like a good month off, and I also decided, I've worked weekends probably past 30 years. I am no longer going to be working on the weekends, so for the summer. I just want to see how that goes and do some traveling and work on the things that I need to. But, you know, I'm just being honest, and hopefully me being honest, I can be helpful to other people. If you're feeling something and you feel burnt out or you feel stressed out, take some time for yourself. It's more important. That's money. It. Money comes and money goes. And I, yes, you know, does. This is hard for me to say for some reason, but I felt this is a safe place. And like I said, I will make an announcement, and I'm sure people will be upset with me, but all I can say is educate yourselves, work on using coping skills, support one another. These are ways of removing the stigma. Just try to be there for other people. But yeah, when Scarlett said that, I said, did she know what I was going to announce tonight? But yeah, I need some time off, and I need to work on these other things. For right now, that's where my direction is right now. So, and I work a lot now with African American men, and I do plan on starting a program, like a coaching or a mentoring program. That's one of the things I really, really want to do for, you know, African-American men. I have a couple of people who are trying to, you know, put some things together. But, yeah, I have to take a break, and I just hope people respect and understand that right now. So I don't want to be 45%.
I do respect and I totally understand because I've had to take that same break.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning to say no. I'm learning to take care of myself and do some cleansing in my own space. I cannot move forward until my cleansing is done. So my strong friend... I totally agree. When we're burnt out, we have nothing to offer.
And I will say this to the listening audience, too, and to all of our listeners, find a time, if it's not a one time during the week, put on a bunch of comedies or put some music on that you want to shake your booty or whatever case may be. So one day a week, turn all the depressing stuff off. I've turned the news off. I don't listen much to the news.
I don't either.
Unless I really have to. But turn it off and then find a place to dance around the house or whatever while you're cleaning the house or whatever, or find a time to sit down. And my night was always Thursday night. That was my last night. You know, I put on a bunch of old sitcoms that just made me laugh and made me happy. Or I would put a comedy show on. You know, we got to start finding a way to laugh again. You know,
yes,
laugh. Yes. And stop being so depressed and angry. We got to find the laughter again and the joy in our lives. So do that for yourself. If you're going to do a couple of hours, one day a week, find the time to do that.
Or you can also come to one of my yoga classes, because that's what we do in the classes.
There you go.
We laugh, dance.
Yeah,
we do yoga. It's amazing. Like, we have such a great time. Even the counselors, we just all, it's like, I feel like I'm in a different land sometimes. You know, just, it's pure joy. That's what I feel.
Awesome. And we went a little bit over, but I wanted to make sure you hear from these individuals, because we're talking about mental health, and we talk about our well-being mentally. If we are not functioning well in our well-being, and understand that our self, and Lisa said something that was I wanted to address, is sometimes people may be upset with you, but if you are comfortable with the decision for self, it don't even matter about them. Because this is what you're doing is all about self. See, we got to have self-preservation. We have to have that self taken care of. We talk about healthy in relation to self-love, loving yourself. If you're so worn down and you're not able to love yourself,
because you're so tired and overwhelmed, you are not going to be any good for anybody. So we want each and every one of you all to find some scholarship, find something that makes you comfortable. If you want to dance and sing around the house, that's fine. If you want to sit down and watch some comedy, if you want to sit down and watch whatever show you want to watch, I'm big on Perry Mason, so let me leave my Perry Mason. Some people don't understand it, but it's mine. And the thing about it, we have to make sure we find something that's going to allow us to work from this state of where our mental aspects are being overwhelmed and overran sometimes. We want you to make sure. That's what it's all about, Mental Health Awareness Month. It's all about not just a month. It's all year. So work on it all year. We're glad we're here to share some things. We had an awesome team coming in. We had Sarah Scarlett Ace Black, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We had Dr. Olivia E. Smith, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. Then we had Ms. Lisa Levine, one of the most outstanding licensed social worker and yoga instructor in South Florida. So check her out. And you have myself, Dr. Rosa D. Smith, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. The Divine Nine, thank you for joining us. I want to give a shout-out to Edna Richardson, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And we'll give a shout-out to, I'm going to call her mom, and Lisa know who I'm talking about. I'm calling her mom. That's Leslie. All right. Washington.
Hi, Mom.
Lisa, Mom. She's joining us. So thank you so much for taking time. And all of y'all, you took time to be with us, and hopefully something was spread and shared with you, because that's what it's all about on Talking Real to You Prime Time. WBSW Radio, the internet station, comes to you and present. We are thankful that you'll join us, but at this time, we're getting ready to call it quit for the night, and you can check us out on Wednesday. We'll be talking some sports on Talking Sports Plus Prime Time. That's what it's all about. So you have an awesome rest of the night. I just want to say a couple things to take it. I truly love each and every one of y'all. I love y'all because it's coming from my heart.
We love you,
and my
too.
Team, I truly love you all. We could not be where we are. This is 449th episode dealing with WBSW. Come on now, radio.
All right,
449th episode. So we're going to grind and keep grinding. Number 50 will be coming up Wednesday night, 450. So we're going to make it do what it do. Now, on Wednesday night and Thursday at 1 o'clock, we're going to be giving away our gas voucher or our gas purchase of $50. So make sure you get your Cash App in, your PayPal. If you already have it in from the previous contest, I still have. And if it's your whatever you have of transaction of money, because we want to send a part of us to you by in a gift that may help you, whatever amount we send to you. So if you would get your Cash App to me, you can do it, go through the DM on Facebook or on Instagram. If you follow it on Instagram, put it in there so we can get it. And we'll write it down. We'll have your name beside it. And we're going to give that away on Thursday. It's going to be done at 1 o'clock now. That's going to be our show, Building Boys to Be Better Fathers of the Future. That's a series. That'll be series 3. So we're dealing with it. And we're working toward it. My organization down in Greenville, Alabama, we want to address through. We have our Sigma Beta Club, Building Boys to Be Men, but we also going to have our little group. We're going to put their fathers know best. And we're going to work on building boys to be awesome fathers. And that's what it's all about, our awesome men. That's what it's all about on WBSW Radio, the internet station. It's been awesome. Hashtag responsible. Not the blame game, responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag, it's a mindset. All right, now, come on now. Hashtag, make it do what it
all
do.
Right.
That's what it's all about. And God has blessed us to be able to come before you. We give him the highest praise, and we want you to have an awesome rest of the night. And we just say, God is with you because he loves you like I love you. My heart is with you. And I give a shout-out in a way that's always catch everybody's attention. I want to tell my team, as well as you, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night. And I tell you, we're going to have a ball coming up on Wednesday night, talking to sport, and Thursday, that $50 cash, more or less, voucher and purchase of gas, because we know everybody can use it, because I can use it. So have an awesome rest of the night. Truly love you.